Welcome to Monday Night, and we start with 1 hour of great music interspersed with radio legends like The Isle of Kevin, My Royal Memoirs, Late Lunch, Radio Cookery, not bad, eh? And Vectis Volunteers, in which we find out more about great island organisations and how you can help them. Monday evening will never be the same again. Well, until next week. Anyway, right, here we go. Standing here on my battlements, remembering. Yes, it hurts when you stand on your battlements, but I think it does them good, actually. I remember looking out across the tempestuous sea and wondering why people spend £10 million on a yacht and never go out if it's cold or wet. But more importantly, I was considering my hopes for the future. I remember them well. Number one, hoping a football team containing a few English players won the Premiership. Number two, hoping a car gets run over by a hedgehog. And number three, hoping someone invents silent crisps so noisy eaters aren't disturbed by the sound of a movie. Hoping the smoking ban is reversed so smokers can smoke in pubs and not in public places. Hoping someone develops a fish farm that also grows its own chips. And possibly mushy peas, if you don't mind. Hoping Kylie Minogue accepts my invitation to become my queen. Hoping Sir Alex Ferguson stands for Prime Minister and replaces question time with hairdryer throwing time. And finally, I recall remembering the dear hope that Doris might find a bra big enough so that she could dispense with the two wheelbarrows welded together. Having said that, they have served her quite well over the years. Speaking of Doris, she had a very good friend, Flossie. I remember Flossie. She was my handmaiden, if you know what I mean. Flossie gave me a jumper she'd knitted 1 year, and I asked her why, and she said it was because it was a leap year. I think it was supposed to be a play on words, you see, jumper, leap, yes. Anyway, I said I thought the idea was that a woman proposed to a man or something. Oh no, she said. The tradition is a woman knits her man a jumper and then leaps on him. So I put my cable knit on, lay on the floor. Floss climbed up the stepladder while singing the theme tune from The Great Escape, turned and jumped. Sadly, she was facing the wrong way and jumped through the window. She landed right on my presidential roller. Could have been painful. Fortunately, at that time, it was a convertible, so no hard roof to land on. Unfortunately for Floss, though, she did land on the gear stick. Oh dear, oh dear. I'm telling you all this only so that you can appreciate, as I ran through my memoirs, what a simple, straightforward life you lead as a normal, common, everyday sort of person. And so you'll have some understanding what it is like to be a world leader, like what I am. It's all I'm trying to do.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, has a limited number of advertising spots available. Give your business the boost it needs and reach across the island. Email our team today, marketing@vectisradio.fm.
Rummaging through my parchments the other day, as you do, I discovered yet another of my diary entries. It said, I am determined that my island will not succumb to the influence of our neighbours on the Isle of Britain, that third world nation that still glues its carpets to the stairs. And that is why I have decided to impose an immediate island ban on the following. Use of a mobile phone in any public place, except a wine bar between the hours of 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. Plastic carrier bags, of course. Dog owners who do not clear up after their dogs, motorists who drive below the speed limit, yes, you know who you are, pushing a shopping trolley without due care and attention, that means you, sir, anyone who believes the glass is half empty, factory farming, homelessness, Dale Winton, people who put ginger ale in their whiskey, And there's number 10. I always feel obliged to do 10, but unfortunately I couldn't think of a 10th, so more will follow as soon as I am able to think of them, I have no doubt. Now then, the other thing I spotted was an online newspaper that I launched. Some of you older residents may remember it, the Isle of Kevin Times. It's the online newspaper they tried to ban. Often imitated, always rubbish. Moving on. The top story at the time: the Isle of Britain is reeling under a tidal wave of bad news of biblical proportions. It snowed for 10 seconds in Surbiton. And what's more, there's an epidemic of vomiting, apparently. A government spokesperson said, "Some people are saying that voters are just sick of Mother Teresa. This is a complete pavement puddle of diced carrot. It is yet more evidence of a nation that is eating too much. We have therefore decided to issue a green paper." Oh, well, that's all right then. Nice to know we're going to get decisive action. And in sport, Manchester United Football Club has taken out a mortgage on Jose Mourinho's suit to fund a massive spending spree in the summer transfer window. What they call window shopping, isn't it? They're going to buy lots of transfers to keep the players happy in the dressing room. Do you remember transfers? Yes. Captain Michael Carrick, brackets 46, close brackets, said, "I'm looking forward to sticking one on Sanchez." By the way, I do think we need more foreign players. At least then we wouldn't be able to understand what they're saying. It'd be a blessed relief, wouldn't it, really? And entertainment news. The Switzerland branch of the Extreme Women's Institute has walked out in protest of plans for a mass abseil down the Matterhorn. "This is crazy bonkers," said Jodl Lederhosen, the life president. "They want everyone going down on one rope at the same time." Our reporter saved the day, I recall writing, by pointing out that if the Swiss branch resigned, it would only leave 3 remaining members from Ireland. "All good, I think we can manage a drop of the Irish," said Frau Lederhosen. "I'm all for Europe, but the Swiss are taking over. Swiss watch, Swiss roll, Swiss cheese and trousers that make you yodel. It's got to stop." And finally, a letter to the editor from the memoirs there. "Dear Kev, the editor," it says here, "I am disgusted and appalled almost all the time, and I just don't know why. Do you think it's because I'm ugly and I drink a lot? It's time the truth was known, and no more of this shilly-shallying around with namby-pamby do-getters who keep publishing pointless letters from people like me with nothing better to do than write to newspapers. Let's have some action, not words. Yours sincerely, Colonel KFC Nasal Hair." And the funny bit at the end. Half the people living near Heathrow Airport at the time apparently supported the plan for a third runway. According to a new BBC survey, either that, or it was one of the BBC's famous fixed phone-ins. Everyone who lives near Heathrow works there. Could that be a fact, do you think? Oh well, that's it from me. Bye for now.
From the 50s, all the way to today's hits. This is the island's local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
Well, there I was, queuing up at lunchtime in the chemist, with my item in my hand. Could you stop sniggering at the back? It was a long queue, and the enterprising staff had piled up the aisle right by the queue with all the leftover chocolate they couldn't sell at Easter. Chocolate in a mug with chocolate written on it. Chocolate in sachets. Chocolate to stir in your coffee. And I thought, you go into a chain store chemist because your body is a temple and you want to look good, smell good and generally be healthy. So what's with all the chocolate? The saddest thing was, someone was obviously so stressed out about the length of the queue, they discarded a box of nicotine chewing gum and walked out. No doubt in dire need of a fag. And some chocolate. You don't find sweet shops selling aftershave and diarrhea tablets, do you? Now, I know how much of a problem it can be for you, my loyal subjects, struggling as you do to meet your off-license bill. And it's even harder at this time of year when all your generosity with Christmas presents and Easter eggs has cost you dear. But fear not, the new addition to the world-beating how-to series is out now. And our subject is how to clear your debts. Just when you feared all hope was lost, here I am with another lifesaver for you, and it's still absolutely free. Write your name on a piece of card, tie it to a stick, and lie down next to it in a graveyard for a few days. You'll find your debts will be written off immediately. And here's some more tips for you. Sit down with a bucket next to a busker, and marvel as strangers throw money in. You will need the ability to run quickly at short notice. Consolidate your debts. Put them all on one credit card, then cut the card in half and throw it away. Here's another one for you. Bark like a dog and sing Jerusalem in a dog's voice if anyone rings your doorbell. Pretty soon, the debt collectors will forget all about you. Pay a neighbour a small sum of money to trip the postman up so you never get any final demands. That's a very wise investment. Get on a free shuttle bus and pretend to be a bus conductor collecting the new £1 fare. Well, £2 then. Be sensible. Write letters every week to every single company you owe money to until they decide you are junk mail and refuse to accept them. Stand at the end of supermarket checkouts and pack bags for people, then put all the stuff into your car and open your own shop. Knock on Richard Branson's door and tell him you were deep in debt and would he like to buy you. And finally, for this week, buy Tippex and forge your credit card statements so they don't look so bad. And there we are, you see. King Kev and his how-to series is a world beater, and you can have that for nothing at all. Isn't that kind of me? No charge whatsoever. Promise. Okay, that's it. Thanks very much for tuning in tonight. I'll be back next week at 6 o'clock as well. So every Monday, 6 till 7. Coming up, lots of great music, lots of great shows, right through the night and into the morning here on Vectis Radio, 104.6 FM and online. Thanks for listening in for the last hour. I'll be back next week. See you then. Bye.